A Sunday meant for memories quickly turned into a day to forget for the Jaguars.
We failed to make some plays early. We let the game get out of hand late.
An offense lacking consistency couldn't get anything going. And the defense had no answer for the Bengals' air attack.
We have the ability. It's just making the plays when our number is called.
With a long season ahead, now it's gut check time for the Jaguars. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Taylor.
What a moment Sunday afternoon. The great Fred Taylor, immortalized in the pride of the Jaguars, number 28, lives in EverBank Field forever. A special week with Freddie T. Hello and welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined by Jeff Lagerman. The gamut of emotions on Sunday, Jeff. Halftime was certainly the high, but another blowout loss was certainly the low at home.
Yeah, tough, you know, because you lost both home games by a combined 37 points. But still, I mean, a great day for Fred Taylor. And I think Fred Taylor had a great line. He said, forever, all in.
We're going to have some fun anyway, despite the loss. Tonight, Wells Fargo welcomes our special guest. It's cornerback Derek Cox. We'll break the game down for the next half hour. Derek, but you saw the tape today, buddy. Did you find some solutions? People are looking for answers.
We definitely looked at the tape, and what we saw basically was that there's a lot of good things on tape. You know, it's never as good as it seems, it's never as bad as it seems. So defensively, we're feeling optimistic and looking forward to the next challenge.
One of the things I think that can happen if you're not cautious is sometimes when you're losing, guys try to do too much. I'm sure you guys talked about that.
Right.
I'm not talking about doing too much in the next game.
No. During a game, chances where that can happen. It really didn't happen to us, you know, first, second, and third quarter. It was more so right there at the end when we had a four-minute situation. We wanted to get the ball back. You know, guys kind of got a little undisciplined and tried to make plays, and we weren't able to get the ball back at the end.
What do the guys say amongst themselves on a day like today?
It's just more so, you know, we want to remain calm, don't get frustrated, and, you know, guys are just excited to move on to the next game. Definitely with the Monday night game tonight, you got Chicago playing. Guys are excited. A prime opportunity to do a little film study, see what you're going to be going up against this weekend. So, yeah, we look forward to it.
Well, before the Monday night game, let's take a look at yesterday's G-Series Prime Plays of the Game.
Play number three, oh, what could have been. Kyle Bosworth with two turnovers on the same play, Jeff.
Well, and Andre Branch gets the pressure, and boy, Derek, you could have had the ball here inside the 10. It turns out really to be a 10-point swing. What could have been a touchdown for you guys turns into a field goal for them.
Right. That was, you know, tough one to take. But, you know, obviously the positive being that we did force a takeaway. So we look at that and we say that's great. But, yeah, we just want to hold on to it right here at the end. Ball didn't fall our way, but we bounce back, try to, you know, compete, keep going from there.
Play number two, Jeremy Mincy strips Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis. Jags stay in the game with a turnover touchback.
And to me, I was impressed here because the law firm, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, that was only his second giveaway in 604 touches. I bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't. That's impressive. But we were glad that we looked at this as a big positive, being that we were able to force a takeaway right here in the red zone and respond that way. That's a positive that we harped on.
And turned out to be a 10-point swing in your favor.
Yeah,
certainly did. And play number one, one final jump cut for Freddie T. A salute to a man and a player that really means so much to this franchise.
Well, a great weekend because Saturday evening they had the alumni dinner, and Fred obviously was the focus of that. About 35 guys came back into town. They were all there before the game and at halftime. And Fred, truly a class individual. And I really enjoyed him coming out. And Derek, at the beginning of the game introductions, he leads the team out onto the field in that teal-colored jersey, which will be the last time that we see it unless it's a special occasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Freddie T, he got to speak to us this past training camp. And, it was just great to hear from him, his experience, and know what it was like for him and gain that insight. And players that play with him that are still on the team now have nothing but good things to say about him, you know, and the mentality that he brought to the game every week was one that we wanted to mimic, and is one that, as a team, and a franchise that you want to carry on and have that live on.
There is a carryover there then with Fred Taylor, of course, because Maurice Jones-Drew, Montel Owens, Greg Jones, I mean, they kind of live through Fred Taylor. What he taught them, they can maybe pass down to some of the younger guys.
Exactly. Even from a standpoint, not just on the field, but outside of the game, as far as taking care of your body, I think that there was a lot of carryover for guys that played with him and got to see his approach and how he mentally prepared for the game.
What impressed me about Fred was how he grew as an individual. And I mean, that's, I think, to me, Fred actually is going to get involved in really mentoring some younger players.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, what a great example, because, I mean, he himself matured so much, not only as a professional athlete, but also as a person.
Yeah, and he shared that with us when he talked to us this past offseason, how, you know, he came in and just the mentality that he had, the approach that he had, and how that changed gradually as he became a pro and grew in years.
All right, time to check out the Xfinity speed play of the game, and we've got a couple of plays,
Jeff. Yeah, two of them, because on the scoring drive for the Jaguars offense, what a nice job by Mercedes Lewis on the screen play to the tight end. Hop, skips, and jumps over one defender and ends up getting a key first down. And then, of course, he followed up that play with the touchdown catch. Great throw by Blaine, great catch by Mercedes, and obviously getting more involved. They got Cameron Bradfield back into the lineup, Evan Britton back into the lineup. Evan struggled a little bit, but having Cam back certainly helped Mercedes get involved in the passing game.
Good to see Mercedes Lewis. Every ball thrown his way this year, he has caught it, and that's a big deal. You just got to get it to him more.
Yeah, got to get it to him more. And as a defense, I'm sure you guys, you know, look back on yesterday's game and say, boy, the missed opportunities that we had, because, you know, obviously the Kyle Bosworth one, we talked about that. Rasheen had what was clearly going to be a pick six.
Right.
Later in the ball game, you had your hands on a ball on an errant throw by Andy Dalton. If you make those plays, all of a sudden the games are different.
Yeah, we definitely talked about that, and you would love to see how does that change, the Bengals' offensive coordinator's mindset when you have those takeaways and impact the game that way.
If you look at the stats, and this goes right along with that, 2-for-11 for Cincinnati on third down, but you missed a couple of big opportunities. Getting off the field is such a theme with a defense. How important is it to get off and make those key plays in a game?
Well, yeah, we had two penalties on third down where they were able to convert and extend their drive. So just from a defensive standpoint, those are things that you want to eliminate because you don't want to beat yourself in the end. And when you dominate the way we did thus far on third down, being that we had, they only had two conversions, and then we had 5 3-and-outs. Three of those which came in the fourth quarter. You know, man, that's the positive that I'm talking about as far as, man, that looks big. And that shows you that, hey, the whole game, defensively, we played it quarter by quarter. We didn't let up.
And if you get off the field, that means less opportunities for A.J. Green, who is a fantastic wide receiver.
Yeah. Coming into the game, we obviously knew that. That's their playmaker. They want to get the ball in his hands. And, that definitely leads to their success. So limiting our exposure on the field is huge, and that's what we want to do. He was able to get some explosive plays on us. And in the end, that helped him out.
You guys are on an island when you have to face a guy like that. Give us some insight, your mentality going into a game when you know you've got number 18 out there.
Yeah, I mean, just the mentality that you bring versus any opponent, and especially one of his caliber, it's always, you know, you've always got to feed yourself positive stuff, and you've always got to be feeling that you're dominant. Supreme confidence when you go out on this field, you know, that borderline cockiness and just approach it with that mentality that, hey, I'm going to get the job done.
And he's a big guy, 6'4", 207, but you're one of the taller cornerbacks in the league. You got similar measurables as Nnamdi Asamoah in Philadelphia. But to kind of parlay this over to the Jaguars wide receiver, Justin Blackmon, he had a big game, actually surpassed his season numbers in one game. I mean, impressive for him. What do you see in him, and how do you see his development progressing?
I think it's just one of those things, you know, coming into the league as a rookie and being that he was such a high pick and all the hype that he had, just not even hype, but all the stats that he put up in college, that is placing high expectations on him, and he's responding well. As you can see, man, you know, preseason to now, he's just gradually growing, practice. He's got a great Coach Sullivan, who's going to be working with him, getting him right, and making sure that he's detail-oriented. You know, sky's the limit for this kid. We see it in practice. We see some of the good things he can do. Big target, strong hands. I'm excited.
Seemed like 11-14. Got into a little rhythm in that game a little bit on Sunday. Time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. Derek Cox played his college football at William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. Which Jaguars assistant also graduated from William & Mary? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com. You could win a $100 gift certificate from Football Fanatics. There's still much more to come right here on Jaguars All Access.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access. A lot went wrong on Sunday for the Jaguars. Jeff goes to the smart board to break it down. Plus, the Jaguars' locker room wasn't a happy place on Sunday. We're going inside to hear from the big cats. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
Jones in the backfield. Here's the play action fake, and the pass is caught for the touchdown. A circus catch by Mercedes Lewis.
Nice job!
Gabbert, and it completes to Blackman. Blackman makes the catch, and the catch is made by Blackman. And the pass again is caught by Blackman.
Forever Jaguars, forever all in.
Fred Taylor inducted into the franchise's Ring of Honor.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing.
Tickets are still available for Sunday's matchup with the Chicago Bears. There are still a lot of great seats left. Just log on to Jaguars.com or call the ticketing office 904-633-2000. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff, let's simplify things here. The NFL is a quarterback league. The QB needs time to throw the football, and Blaine Gabbert isn't getting more than three Mississippis.
Well, and you're right, Brennan. And head coach Mike Markey talked at length after the game about how there was immediate pressure on Blaine Gabbert. Now, everybody can get better on offense. Everybody's got to look in the mirror and get better themselves. But up front, you've got to give the quarterback some initial time. Let's jump into the tape, because here, Evan Britton coming back from an injury, going against a great player in Geno Atkins, a defensive tackle that came into the game with three sacks. You see the immediate pressure right there? That's hard to make decisions in the pocket when the pressure is that quick on the quarterback. And as you can see, Blaine immediately has to scramble. Now, Evan ends up getting replaced in the second half, but not before there was some damage done. You know, and obviously Geno Atkins once again against Evan. And I feel bad for Evan, because I know Evan's a much better player than this. You know, he's a way better player than this. As you can see, immediate pressure on the quarterback, and Blaine has to alter his thought process as a quarterback, and all of a sudden the eyes can't stay where you want them. But it wasn't just Evan. There were other instances as well. The Bengals show blitz, and then as you can see, Vontaze Burfict, the linebacker, unblocked. Some type of mental error to allow a linebacker unblocked right up into an A gap, and again, tough decision-making for Blaine Gabbert. He doesn't have time to do anything. So obviously, for the Jaguars' offense, you got to get the protection corrected first and foremost. Then everything else is allowed to happen, and I believe that it will get better. All right, let's go inside the locker room and talk to the players that talked today about a tough loss yesterday.
Obviously, on Monday, after a bad loss like that, where you felt like, we know we didn't play well, and I don't think that's a team that we should have lost to. Mm-hmm. You're going to be upset. You're going to be upset. There's no doubt about that. But we have to realize, each and every one of us, and say, hey, I can do this a little bit better. I can do my job a little bit better. You do that across the board, you start to see big changes going on.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. All right, I talked about the immediate pressure that was on Blaine Gabbert. Well, the Jaguars, as the defense, they have to start getting that type of pressure on the opposing quarterbacks. They had two sacks in the first game of the year against the Minnesota Vikings, haven't been able to generate any. But if you're not getting sacks, you at least have to contain the quarterback. They lost contain against the Indianapolis Colts and Andrew Luck, and it happened yesterday again as well. Let's jump into the tape. You'll see here that Andy Dalton, when he drops back into the pocket, there's really nothing kind of going on. All of a sudden, he's got a flash, right? That's the flash, much like Blaine Gabbert saw. Well, once he gets the flash, you've got to contain him and do your responsibility so that if he breaks out one way or the other, you've got it taken care of. He's going to go down as a sack. But all of a sudden, you get collapsed on this side of the pass rush, and Andy Dalton ends up reversing directions and ends up running for a first down. This was a second down opportunity. It moved the chains for the Cincinnati Bengals. Once again, Andy Dalton drops back in the pocket. There's really not any pressure to speak of on this play, But Andy Dalton, you can see the pocket's looking really good for Andy Dalton, but he decides that he's going to escape out of the pocket. If he escapes out of the pocket, the quarterback, as Al Davis used to say many times, the quarterback must go down and he must go down hard. You've got to be responsible about your containment and your rush lanes, and the Jaguars' defensive front have to improve on that. Now, the last time he ran for a first down on second down, this time he throws for a first down on second down. And, Brent, if you can get more production out of that front, which you've got to have, it's a passing league, the defense will be better.
Thanks, Jeff, and that will help guys like Derek Cox out in the secondary, of course. All right, the 24-hour rule is in the books. I think it officially ended just, like, right now. So we won't talk about the game on Sunday anymore. Mm. But I do want to talk about your maturation process, because you're a guy who made a quick impression. Your first game, you pick off Peyton Manning in the end zone. You've been slowed by injuries a little bit, but now you've established yourself as a top corner on this football team. Can you talk about the growth?
Well, it's just like you're saying, it's a building process, and that's what it's been for me, a journey. Started off well and had a couple little injuries here and there, but, the main thing is keeping your head up and remaining positive, always working hard, and just looking for opportunities to get better. We've had a great coaching staff since I've been there. You know, Mel Tucker has been great for my maturation process. And being able to work with him and develop from his football knowledge, and not even him, but my own defensive back coach, even from this year, we got Coach Oden. And these guys are just great football heads and feed into you. They want to see you do well, and I feel like that's been huge. Teammates that have been great as far as in the growing process, you know, Rasheem Mathis has been great. Within Aiden, within that, and even players prior to him, you know, that come back and just things that they can give you from a mental standpoint on the game, from their experience, has helped me develop as a player and to come full circle. You know, I still look for opportunities still to get better.
And making some good plays. All right, we're going to get deep on you here now. Mm. The folks tell us that you stretch more than anybody out there.
Yeah,
what,
man.
You a yoga freak or something, or what?
Nah, I wouldn't say I'm a yoga freak, even though I'll be going to a yoga class tomorrow.
You got a favorite stretch?
Nah, you know, I have found one as of recent, but I don't even know the name of it. But it might be like, a vinyasa where I'm opening up, and it opens me up very well. So, stretching, you just got to stay loose, man.
Pray for a loop, by the way. They're right there. Hey, by the way, congratulations. Getting married in July.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And your fiance. Gift-giving time for us. Not a wedding present, but for appearing on tonight's show, Derek Cox is going to receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. There's still more to come on Jaguars All Access. We'll hear from Jaguars.com senior writer Johnny O, and we'll have the images of the week. Stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. All last year, we had guests as part of the Florida Dairy Council's Fuel Up to Play 60 program. No kids tonight, but stay tuned for our special guests throughout the season.
Well, man.
Yeah, fall to 1-3, lose big at home, take cover, because the feedback can get pretty nasty. Nobody knows that better than John Osier. He's in the Seabest Ozone.
I'm John Osier with tonight's Ozone Question, and Dane from Jacksonville writes, "No anger here, John, just disheartened. I'm not seeing much that tells me this team is improving. It's obvious we don't have enough playmakers on this team. Dane, I picked this email because it could define the week for a lot of fans. Once the anger subsides, and there was a lot of anger in the inbox, people are going to be disheartened. And you know what? That's understandable. Sunday was a tough watch, no two ways about it. And it's more than one tough watch. Fans are frustrated and they're tired of losing, of struggling on offense, of everything. But you touched on something at the end that's important. The Jaguars, as much as anything, need guys to make plays. They need receivers to do something above the X's and O's, for the defensive line to get a sack, for the defense to catch the ball when they can. A play or two could have turned Sunday's game around, and it could turn the season around. The NFL is about plays at critical times, and as Mike Mularkey said Sunday, the Jaguars need to learn how to make them. I don't know how you learn to do it, but it needs to happen, and it needs to happen fast, before things get even more disheartening."
You can send your questions to John anytime, but be easy on the guy. He's a nice guy. Just go to Jaguars.com to do that. All right, time for your G-Series Prime headlines for the week ahead. Jay Cutler and the Monsters of the Midway come to town next week. The Jags host the Chicago Bears at the Bank. And it's another late kickoff on Sunday, 4:05. Big for the Jags to get a win heading into the bye week, Jeff.
Yeah, and heading into the bye week. And, Derek, tonight the Bears play on Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. Will you watch the game? I know your wife's cooking turkey meatloaf, so after the meatloaf, will you get a little Monday Night Football in?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great opportunity to watch these guys and, you know, pick up on any, you know, tips that they were going to drop out there for us.
Real quick, you studied marketing. Life mm-hmm. after football, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
10 years, I'll be working for sure. What would I be working in? I don't know. People tell me I should actually pursue a job like this. So, I mean, I might be coming for one of
you. Yeah.
We've got room for an intern.
Yeah, we can add another stool over here.
A little lower down, put me down there somewhere, a little smaller stool.
Hey, we can use all the help we can get.
Nah, but I'm not sure, you know, quite frankly. But, you know, definitely up to, for any options and, you know, put that degree to use.
Derek Cox, pleasure having you. Thanks
yes,
for joining
sir.
Us
Thank
here on Jaguars All Access. Let's leave you with the images of the week. Thanks to Derek Cox for being our guest. For Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brent Martineau. Have a good night, everybody.